Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Thinking Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So we have a cool topic today, and I want you to think about this. You don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. Now, let me just repeat that again. You don't rise to the level of your goals. You sink to the level of your systems. I just think that is profound, and I wish I had come up with it. James Clear, who wrote Atomic Habits, said that. Had you ever heard that before, Kelly?
I have not. I have not heard that. It's so true. I love how succinct it is. And I mean, it's so true. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh my gosh, there couldn't be a truer statement. So I'm excited to dig into this topic a little today too. And I love James Clear. For anybody who hasn't read that book, Atomic Habits, it's an excellent book.
You know, now I wish I hadn't told you that he that's his quote. Then I could have claimed it as my own. But anyway, you know, so think about this as this relates to think it be it. So the 12-minute-a-day technique is a system for controlling your actions. It's a system for controlling your mindset. Okay? Well, this technique that we teach of stepping back from your life twice a week to just think, to deep think, hey, system for thinking. Then we have a system for being organized, where you plan your day the night before and time block your day and using our forms, a system. And then we have a system for being a conduit of learning. Of course, all this is affirmed in the Life GPS template, but that's what Think It Be It is. It's just a series of systems, and it really brings home this foundational idea that you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And so I think it's a cool way to sort of look at Think It Be It. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is this idea of people not growing intellectually on an ongoing basis. And I am teaching this to my class tomorrow, but I've told them before that the average person doesn't read 3 books the rest of their life after they graduate from college. Hey, Kelly, did you buy that? Do you believe that?
I cannot believe that that's true. I mean, like, I cannot believe that's true. But you're coming from someone who just, like, you know, yeah. I am a voracious reader. I love to read. And so for me, I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be like taking air away from me. You know?
Yeah.
But so it's hard for me to even wrap my head around that that's true. Is that, do we like know that that's true?
Yeah. Well, you know, yes. And Darren Hardy says it. You know, okay. He's in a keynote speech I was watching. He says it, and I did the research. To me, it is amazing. But we're growers. We, you know, it's hard to fathom that. But I'll tell you, I knew this, and I bet you could see this too. If you went to your employees and said, what do you do for personal growth? You would find that they think they're growing when in fact they are entertaining. To me, personal growth is where it's both consistent and strategic relative to what you want to accomplish. And so I dare say that very few of them are doing anything that is strategic relative to what they want to accomplish, unless you're forcing them to, which you probably are.
Right. Yeah. We have a mechanism within the organization where people are forced to develop and learn and grow. But if I were to ask that outside of the framework of the organization, yeah, I think that there would be a lot, there would be the sound of crickets.
Right. Right. No kid. So tell us about your system. How does the system work?
So we've got a couple of different things that we do. So every week on Wednesday, we have what we call Wednesday Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And so it is about getting good at our craft, you know, our recruiting. Mm-hmm. So it's specific to the recruiting space and, you know, new, anything that's going to help you get better at being a recruiter. So it could be, you know, talking about new scripts. It could be talking about new technology that's out there. It could be debriefing a deal that was either a success or one that went sideways. It's really all about the art of recruiting. And then we've got our monthly that we do on the last Friday of every month. That's an hour and a half. And that's more of our high performance training that we do. And it's specifically related to like just you as a person. So it's, you know, we've had where we've done a book, you know, something, the reading a book for the month. And then that hour and a half discussion is all about that book we read. So we did that for Mel Robbins' book, her most recent one that she launched. And why is the name escaping me right now? It's about letting go.
That's
what we did. So that's kind of how we have our frame. So we have a weekly one that's specific to that, and then we have a weekly personal growth one that's just about you and your development as a person.
So who's conducting those? Are you conducting them?
Yes.
You're the only one that could conduct them. Maybe my bet, right?
Well, and I think other team members will contribute.
Yeah.
So, you know, I give everybody the opportunity, like, hey, if you've got a topic you want to like teach on or train on or educate on, please, like, I need some good stuff. So getting the ideas from the team, having them lead it. So absolutely. And usually it's not me leading a discussion. You know, I'll set up the framework for it. I'm in the discussion, pointing things out to people that maybe they're not recognizing or seeing, but it is a group discussion that's being had, you know, with questions, facilitated questions and everything to keep the conversation moving.
Right. You know, that's a great use of your time. And I did the same thing when I was in the reverse mortgage business. I didn't at the start, but then I saw exactly what we've been talking about, that then most people are not growing. And if I didn't give them the growth, they weren't getting it. And so I remember every Monday morning with my loan officers, I would conduct, you know, a 45-minute session. You know, it's just amazing to me that people don't appreciate the power of personal growth. I mean, the reality is nobody's smart enough to be highly successful on their own. If you don't have the wisdom of experts coming into your head, you're going to be challenged to be successful. And so, I love what you're doing.
Yeah. And I think the thing that I want to point out, you know, is that this is like anything else. This is like any other habit, you know, anything else that you're trying to build, you know, and that's why our system, you know, the actual life GPS, where you are through repetition, programming these things in, is so important, because we all know things are going a million miles an hour. You are in a reactive mode the majority of the day, dealing with your life, with the things that it's easy to say, because I think we've all said this at some point. And I remember, John, you know, when we were talking about early, before you really put an emphasis on personal growth in your life years and years ago, was, I'm so busy. I'm too busy with that. I'm like, you are running a million miles an hour. You're not making the time for that. You know, and I would argue, you know, that not investing in that time, like, it's one of those things for me that is about working smarter, if you slow down a little to gain that, you know, to bring new things into your life, you're not like spinning your wheels trying to figure out something on your own. Again, it just saves you. It shortens your path to success. It, you know, all of those things that we've talked about. So for those that are listening that haven't made that a huge, you know, foundation of their life, you know, or who have used that excuse, I'm so busy. I'm like, I argue on several fronts with that, which is you're, and I guarantee 90% of the people listening make time for social media.
Right.
The mindless scrolling you're doing on your phone. Some of this too is just about dialing in your algorithm too.
Yeah,
if you're going to do that, it's about making sure you're following the people who are experts in whatever area you're wanting to be focused in, so that how you are spending your time too is feeding you, you know, new information and bringing new ideas into your awareness. So there's lots of different ways to do that now, but I wanted to just point that out because it's like everything else in life. If you don't figure out a system, you know, and then with the life GPS, you've got a way to install that, you know, and build that habit and install that system, then it's not going to happen. You're going to
Right.
Open your eyes and 5 years have gone by and you'll be like, oh, I really have been wanting to do that. And then 5 more years will go by, you know.
Right.
And so anyway.
Well, and like you say, it comes down to a system. And I'll show you maybe by example. And I look back now and I see how freaking unenlightened I was at 50. And like you alluded to, I was too, up until 50, I was too busy for personal growth. And so I'm really assessing that, why am I not more successful than I should be? I'm like, you know, right there, that might be a good place to look at. You're too busy for personal growth. And I saw that was a problem. But it's interesting, I read Think and Grow Rich, I see that's a problem. I hadn't quite figured out how to create a system for personal growth. And I know I've told you this story, but you know, a couple of years after I started doing this, and you know, I meet the Ginge, and the Ginge tells me, she says, have you ever seen Success Magazine? And back in the day, of course, Darren Hardy was a publisher, and in the magazine, they literally had a CD in the magazine, and Darren would interview like 4 world-class people, and you know, they'd be great people, well-known people, like the futurists for Google, or it might have been the legendary Jack Welch, probably the most successful CEO ever, or it could be people that were unknown, but they were experts in like the field of marketing or communication or employee empowerment. Anyway, so I remember Ginge suggesting I read or listen to it. Of course, she's probably thinking, God, I got to help this poor slob. You know, I may marry the guy. I guess I had to put him on my shoulders and carry him across the goal line. And so I go ahead and I listen to the first CD. It's fabulous. Then the next month I get it again. Fabulous. And like then I remember calling Success Magazine and saying, hey, I want to buy 36 back issues. And so I buy 36 issues, back issues. They come, I pull all the CDs out of the magazines, throw the magazines away, create a drawer in my office, throw the CDs in the drawer. And now I'm like, okay, I got to create a system. And so the system was pretty simple. First thing every Monday morning, before I did anything, I'd walk into my office, close my eyes, pick 2 CDs, and then I'd march into my garage and stick them in the CD player in my car. And my commitment to myself was to listen to both of them by the end of the week. Now that's a system. And then all that was articulated in my life GPS template, which is another system. So it's a system within a system. And I started doing this, and I mean, it was transformative. I mean, I remember my inner circle coming to me and going, where the heck are you getting these ideas? I mean, it's an idea a week. And I told him, I said, hey, they're not my ideas. These are the ideas of true experts. And it was such a transformation in me. And of course, you know, that's the great thing about you. You've been a learner and grower all your life, but that was not the case with me, and it's not the case with most people. But again, you got to have the system. That's the difference. And so, and one other thing that you'll find interesting. So, you know, I teach our methodology to Chris Docati, the athletic director at the University of Texas. And in the process of teaching him this, I'm like, I promise you, your coaches are not growing as much as they should because, quote unquote, they're too busy for personal growth. Well, you know, they're just like, you know, of course, I was older than most of our coaches. And so I had that perspective, and they're myopically focused on winning, but to their detriment in terms of not sharpening the saw. And so that was the genesis for, I created like 6 years ago, a weekly personal growth program for our 18 head coaches that I run every week. And so, but again, the big lesson is systems. And, you know, one other thing I might mention, and Kelly, I bet you would agree with this, this idea of having a great daily, weekly to-do system is really pivotal. With your team, how do you make sure they're organized?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of different things that we do. And so the first is you've got a plan the night before.
Right.
You have to walk into your day with a plan for the following day.
Did you find that people were resistant to that?
Oh, totally. Like, it was a foreign concept. Planning their day at all was a foreign concept.
Oh, my God.
You know, let alone, you know, planning your day the night before, you know, and so that you're walking in and hitting the ground running. You know, that was
You know, how the hell can that be? These are intelligent people, and they can't get that.
I mean, it's reactive. It's like I'm on a wing and a prayer every day. Like, that's kind of like that. I'm going to go where the wind takes me.
Right.
Versus, you know, coming in with a strategic plan related to, because they've got, you know, they've got an activity bonus.
Yeah.
They're eligible for each month, and they've got excellence, you know. So instead of like looking at like, okay, how am I going to, you know, organize my day so that I'm making sure I'm hitting all of the things that I need to hit. And so planning the day the night before, time blocking and those key priority. You know, so getting your major, the things that move the needle. So what those top three things are first thing in the morning, because I know what happens from a psychological standpoint when you're thinking about those things all day, because typically there are things that aren't maybe your favorite thing to do sometimes.
Yeah. And they're
all. And so we've got our training, you know, and then also too, at any given moment, it is, hey, pull your calendar up for me, to help either optimize it, whatever the case is. So it is something that they know I'm paying attention to, and it's important to me. And it's just about working smart. Again, it's about helping them understand how to leverage their time so that they're, you know, getting the most out of everything that they're doing. And so, yeah, that's how we do it within our organization. And they have their electronic calendars. And it's just the generational thing. They like they live on their calendars, their Outlook or Google calendars.
Right.
And then they will use their own like to-do system. So like I use Microsoft To-Do because it syncs up with mine, and I can use ChatGPT to organize everything for me and everything.
Right.
But, you know, my business partner, she loves a handwritten to-do list that she literally can cross off, you know. And so your system it's one of one. It's what works for you.
Exactly.
That is what you need to do. But you've got to have you've got to build that habit, and having that life GPS that helps you with through repetition, you know, get into the habit of planning the night before time.
Right.
And, you know, so anyway, that's what we do within the organization. That's what I do. I live my life by my calendar.
Well, and I see, I was telling my classes, you know, from a 30,000 foot view of success, success is really so easy because the bar is so freaking low with most people. When you look at the masses out there and they're not very organized, scale of 1 to 10, they're probably a 5. Mm-hmm. They're not growing. They're not impacting their mindset. You know, they're not stepping aside each week to think. When you really look at it from a 30,000 foot view and you see that you're doing those 4 or 5 key things and other people are not, I mean, it's like night and day. Success is not that hard. Now you gotta be applying all that. If you're talking about success in your career, you gotta have a viable business to be applying it to. That's foundational. But if you have that and you're doing those 4 or 5 things, you're at such an advantage over everybody else that just if you do those things, just know you're going to be highly successful because the other people aren't doing it. So, okay. Well, with that bit of hopefully wisdom, we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute-a-day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.